Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's get right to the Wester Hotline. Howard and Sal here, and we are joined by Bills General Manager Brandon Bean, who's a busy man these days, not seeing much of the wife and kids. He's busy checking things out for the draft. Brandon, good morning. Nice to have you on with us this morning.
Good morning, guys. Glad to be here. What's going on?
Well, I got a lot of football questions, but Sal said I should give you crap about NC State not making the tournament.
The women's team made the tournament.
Okay. All right, you got it there.
All right, you win.
And really, I don't have much room to talk, Brandon, because they did beat my Syracuse Orange, even though they got left out of the tournament, so I can't really talk too much.
I know. They got robbed, but it is what it is. It'll be fun to watch. I always enjoy the March Madness. It'll be fun.
I know you mentioned – sorry, Brandon, go ahead.
No, I was just saying it's always a fun time of year to watch all these college teams play. You know, obviously here we got two teams local, the women's and men's Buffalo, so we'll be rooting for them, obviously.
And you said the other day, you know, your thoughts for the most part now go over to the draft. But I want to tie in free agency and the draft. You had a whole bunch of free agency signings. Did all of that affect your approach to the draft at all? And if it did, in what ways?
Well, ideally in free agency, you can knock out as many quote-unquote needs that you have, which makes it easier to draft best player available. I know that's always a big debate. Are teams really drafting best player available versus need and all that? But if you go in and you got a major hole, you don't have a starting position somewhere, then you obviously have to get that position somewhere fairly high in the draft. So I feel that if we went out, you know, we rolled the ball out now, we got guys that can go in and play. Can we get better? Yes. And we hope to, just like we did in free agency, in the draft, find some more talent to add competition to as many spots as we can.
So you look at your roster. Obviously, you still have to add depth in a number of areas. But do you feel there are no more major holes? Or would you consider whoever's stepping in for Kyle Williams, that spot still a major hole?
Yeah, I mean, we brought Jordan Phillips back, and, you know, we got three of the four guys in there, plus, you know, Robert Thomas, Kyle Pecco, some young guys that will come in and compete. But, listen, if there's a guy there that we feel, you know, can jump in and take Kyle's role as a young guy, we would definitely look at that option. You know, pass rushers are hard to come by, and Kyle was a good one for a long time. So if there was a guy there, we would definitely take a look.
Sal and I were talking about this in the break. Since you mentioned pass rushers, Brandon, a two-part question on this. You've got the option, the fifth-year option deadline coming up on Shaq, and you've got Jerry Hughes going into the final year of his contract. Let me start with Shaq. Have you guys made a decision? If not, when do you anticipate a decision on what to do about the fifth-year option?
Well, we've still got time. Right now our focus is on the draft. You know, Shaq's out training and I've checked in with him, you know, through a couple times just to see how he's doing. But I know he's looking forward to coming back. We'll probably wait and approach that, you know, a little bit closer to the deadline. Again, we were just getting, you know, done with free agency and now all focus is on the draft.
With Jerry Hughes, do you plan on having extension talks or are you comfortable with him going into the season in the final year of his deal?
Yeah, I mean, Jerry's a guy that we like and respect, and he's kind of a veteran now that Kyle's gone. He's probably the elder statesman of our D-line. So, yeah, Jerry's a guy we like, and that's more than likely something we would look at, again, probably after the draft. Right now our 100% focus is pretty much there.
Brandon, you guys attacked free agency really on the offensive side of the ball heavy, obviously. I did the numbers the other day. You signed 11 offensive free agents, I think 12 if you count Duke Williams from the CFL. No other team had more than five. When did that plan develop? I mean, did you guys go right into the season after the season and say, look, we're going to really concentrate as much as we can on getting Josh weapons and getting him protection? Or is it kind of the way it just kind of evolved based on, you know, who was available out there and where the value was?
Yeah, I think it's, you know, we definitely knew we wanted to get better on the offensive side. We looked at pretty much any position other than quarterback. And, you know, we didn't say, hey, we have to go into free agency and sign 8 guys, 10 guys. What we did was we ranked our, you know, our free agency board, and we created targets that we wanted to get in different tiers, some of the high-priced guys, some of the mid-range, and some of the lower. And we just tried to find value and add competition where we thought guys that fit what we do and fit our type of culture of what we knew about these guys, either from coaches here that had coached them or people that kind of knew who they were and how they would fit here.
And I know that you really went out and overhauled the offensive line with some more competition obviously being brought in. But now that we come to the draft, there are some guys at the top of the draft. How tough is it for you to evaluate these guys coming out of college? At the combine, Bruce Arians even said that, you know, some of these guys have never even put their hand in the ground as a three-point stand. Some have never heard a quarterback say hut, hut, hike because they get all the plays on silent counts from the sidelines.
Yeah, I mean, it is a big transition, and Bruce is spot on. You know, some of these guys have never, because it's even tracing back to high school now. You know, high schools are doing all this stuff with 7-on-7s and spread, and so they go right in from high school to college, and they've never – to your point, put their hand in the dirt. And so that's one thing. And then the other is just hearing a huddle call. You know, they've been getting a signal from one coach on the sideline. So just hearing those types of things and maybe changing protections and things like that. Because and the other part of it is defensive coordinators at this level are way above, and they do a lot more exotic things with their fronts and disguises and twists and games. So these guys have to be ready, and as much as they have to physically be ready, the mental part is probably the biggest transition for them.
We're with Brandon Bean, Bills GM, Wester Hotline. Back to pass rushers real quick. Have you heard anything from Ziggy Ansah?
No, we had a great visit with Ziggy. He's a great young man. You know, he had a tough shoulder injury last year, and he's still rehabbing that. You know, I know he went on a couple other visits, or at least one other that I'm aware of. But, no, we had great talks with him and his agent, and it's kind of just at a standstill right now, but it doesn't mean it will or it won't happen. We'll just, you know, we'll see going forward. We'll stay in touch with him and his representatives.
Are there other free agent ends that you're interested in, or are you just kind of in a holding pattern waiting to see what he decides to do?
Yeah, we're, you know, there's a couple guys out there, but we're mainly in a holding pattern there, and I don't know that there's a guy out there that we would probably jump on before the draft, but depending on what we land in the draft, maybe there's some guys that we pursue after that, separate of Ziggy, whether we go after him or not.
Brandon, next week is the annual meetings, the owners' meetings out in Phoenix, Arizona. We'll be out there covering it, but I know that one of the big things on the agenda is the rules proposals every year. A lot of heavy overtime format stuff and replay stuff this year. So what's your general overview, and how will you kind of trend as far as voting as an organization, as far as overtime format and anything that needs to be changed?
Well, to be candid, I kind of glanced at some of the quick synopsis of what some of these rules are, but I have not investigated them well. That's what I'll do on the plane. They give us a book, and I've literally been on the road. I just got back last night. So I've seen a little bit, but we'll talk about it. You know, I'll ask Sean what he thinks, and then Kim and Terry, and we'll sit down and decide on each rule what our thoughts are and how they affect us and the league, and try and – you know, vote accordingly. But, you know, player safety is big, and obviously what happened in that New Orleans game was unfortunate. So anything that I see that could fix that from happening again, I'd love to get it right, so to speak.
Would you then, in light of the NFC Championship game, would you be in favor of either A, expanding challenges to include penalties, or beyond that, expanding challenges to include non-calls?
Yeah, I mean, I want to get it right. Now, I don't like the disruption of the flow of the game, so the unintended consequences, things like that. So, you know, I'd have to see. There's several different things out there, and who knows? I know last year there was a couple rules that people wanted, but they didn't like them the way they were, so they pushed them off until May. That could happen here, too, where there's not quite a consensus of exactly how the rule is being proposed for some of these new, you know, changes. But at the end of the day, I hope by next season that we're able to make some tweaks with the challenges to make the calls on the field, you know, more correct more of the time.
Brandon, we're less than a month away here from your team, you know, convening for the first time and, you know, being out there doing some conditioning, stuff like that. Can you give us an update on, you know, guys who finished the year with some bumps and bruises here? Matt Milano, Taron Johnson specifically.
Yeah, those guys have been here since the season's end. And, you know, it's fun to walk down. Most of the guys get out of town and we want them to and relax and get their minds and their bodies fixed and then get back to working out wherever they live. But Taron and Matt and a few of the other guys, a couple of the punters have been around, and it's good to see them. They're doing well. They're in good shape, and they'll be, you know, for the most part, I think they'll be active in our off-season program. Now, they may still have some limitations, each of them, but for the most part, they'll be back on the field with the guys probably in May.
You're not going to root for Duke or North Carolina, right? Because you're an NC State guy. You can't root for them, even though they're ACC brethren, right?
Definitely wouldn't root for Carolina. Duke, maybe. Zion is fun to watch. I got to be honest. I probably watched as many Duke games as NC State games this year. Just he was a lot of fun to watch.
So, I got to be honest. I like Coby White from Carolina. I think he's super exciting, Brandon. I'm sorry, but that hair. I'm fascinated with the hair. That's what it is, man. He just the way he runs up and down the court.
Nah, he's impressive. He was a big factor. I thought he was playing well in that last game when they almost beat Duke.
Yep.
But Carolina and Duke, I wouldn't be shocked if those two make it to the Final Four.
You should look at Zion Williamson as a linebacker. See if he'll play football.
I think he'd be a great pass rusher or a tight end. I mean,
tight end, right.
I think he could do whatever he wanted. I'd love to have him.
Brandon, thanks. Thanks for giving us some time this morning. We appreciate it.
No problem, guys. You guys have a good weekend.
All right, thanks, Brandon.
Thank you.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.